Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind? The name of the show tells you all you need to know. We want to know what's on your mind. The show is here for you, so weigh in. Facebook, email, call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Back to some topics in the news at the bottom of the hour and your calls on them. Right now we welcome another guest to the program, Scott Lauser, Republican member of the State House in North Dakota, who's proposed a bold new plan for taxing us North Dakotans, taking the income tax down to 0%. Here to tell us about his plans for that legislation and to welcome any calls, questions, or comments on the issue that you have at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 is Representative Scott Lauser. Scott, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. So what's going on? You're in Bismarck this week for the organizational session. Tell our listeners what exactly happens at this first week of December heading into a legislative session.
Well, we met yesterday. We're determining who's going to serve on what committees and just getting, for the most part, the freshmen organized, getting our seats picked and that sort of thing today. In fact, it wasn't 2 minutes ago we adjourned. The House and the Senate majority and minority leaders had a moment to speak to both chambers. And tomorrow we'll hear from the governor on his budget proposal.
What did the legislative leaders say? What did they tell you? What's your takeaway?
Well, just process today and discussion from both parties and both chambers regarding ethics and what the expectations are of legislators as we serve in this next session. So something that I guess we hear every year, it's delivered a different way every time, but all four leaders had an opportunity to address the full chamber.
Give me a sense of the mood. What are people talking about? What's on the minds of the legislators as you get ready to gavel in another session?
Oh, well, there's a lot of excitement. I mean, I think everybody understands that we're in a unique position in the state with regard to our state history, but also with regard to what other states are having to face. And I think everybody is optimistic that we're going to have a pretty lively session, but excited to be serving in North Dakota as opposed to anywhere else in the country. There's definitely a mood down here of excitement and ready to get after it in January.
You have not waited for the legislative session to introduce some bold legislation. Tell us what you propose.
Well, Scott, what I did, and I had this bill prepared almost a year ago now, so you're right, I wasn't waiting. The proposal on the income tax is to flatten the brackets down to one bracket and then take the income tax rate, the effective rate, to 0%. Last session, I had a bill to suspend the personal income tax for 2 years, and that did not make it out of the Finance and Tax Committee in the House, or it came out with a do not pass. It received about 25% yes on the floor of the House, but of course failed and never made it over to the Senate. So in this session, I'm proposing a 0%, and that does not have a sunset on it. It's just taking the income tax rate to 0% and put a little bit more time and effort into this one in the interim, talking to some of my colleagues and hoping that we're going to get some better traction this time than last.
There's some science behind why you're putting it to 0% rather than just eliminating it. Explain that.
Well, there's been discussions about elimination as well, but taking it to 0%, I think, has a little bit more support and is a little bit more practical. And of course, you know, when we talk about an elimination, you know, there's people that want that, and I would be in support of that as well. But taking it to 0% is going to allow us some flexibility if we continue to see some volatility, obviously, in the oil markets, to allow us to focus on the income tax, keeping it at 0% for the next 2 years. And then, obviously, first, if we come into session again in 2 years and we're in a position where we need to eliminate spending or cut spending first, I would prefer that over raising any taxes.
John Travlin, listening to 550K Fire, has a question for our guest, Representative Scott Lauser, on the proposal to bring the income tax on North Dakotans' personal income tax to zero. John, your question?
I'm good with lowering any taxes. That would be great, but I think one would have more effects and pay more people money would be lowering the fuel tax, the gas tax. Not everybody pays income tax, but a lot more people have to buy gas for vehicles or have to pay for it one way or another. And I notice the gas prices in North Dakota seem higher than most states around. And that might be one reason, but sales tax and gas tax are the two things that more people pay than anything. 40%+ don't pay income tax, so you're limiting your benefits. So that's just a suggestion I'd like you to consider.
Thank you, and I think there's going to be a lot of proposals. There's going to be discussion not only on what we would refer to as consumption taxes, and, you know, I want to look at the income tax as a productivity tax. And there's also going to be discussions, and a lot of people are saying property taxes. We can work on all of these. This bill is not mutually exclusive of other taxes.
Everything's good, but I never see anybody talking about gas taxes, and the gas is, I mean, we're making money off the oil. Let's benefit from it when we buy gas at the pump, which benefits a lot more people than lowering the income tax. I just thought I'd throw that idea out, so at least it'd be there and for you to look at.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's plenty of time to do it. I'm glad we're having this discussion a month before we get into session, and it's something to take into consideration. Good idea.
Emailer says, for the last couple of years, I've paid more in state income taxes than federal income taxes. Why would any state need to tax anyone's income more than the federal government does?
Well, if that's the case, I agree. I think we have a relatively low income tax, but it is the one productivity tax that the state has exclusive control on, and it's what the state levies. And so in certain instances where people are paying a higher income tax than they would in federal income taxes, this proposal would take it to zero. This would also address, you know, I've had people ask, what about the income tax credits that I've paid for when I've invested in certain things in North Dakota? And my response to that is that if you're in a position and you're savvy enough to get income tax credits, then you're certainly savvy enough to understand a zero tax liability is better than a lower tax liability.
Ed in Minot called earlier with a question or comment. Go ahead and roll that.
Hey, good morning. Ed here from Minot. Comment here for Mr. Lauser, representative there. I would rather get rid of property tax. People have a choice whether to work or not and make income tax, and the older people, they don't have to, you know, don't make as much money, don't pay as much money. But property tax, you really never own your property. You pay for it, you got it in your name, but if you don't pay property taxes, the state or the county or somebody gets it back, sure would be nice to really actually own what you own, you know. That's where I'm coming from. And thanks for what you do, and have a good day.
All right, Scott, any response?
Absolutely. I think I've got a proposal, a study proposal to do something similar to what that caller had mentioned. That's my background. I'm in real estate. I'm a real estate broker. I've got real estate investments. That is what I do. And so I don't want any misconception that I have a focus only on the income tax. Property tax is important as well. And I will have a study resolution to reform property taxes. There are some unanswered questions about what happens after that were to pass. And that's what I haven't been able to get answers to. So rest assured, there's going to be a focus on property taxes as well as income taxes this session and beyond.
Can you do it all? Can you do the North Dakota infrastructure? Can you do the property tax number and do what you're talking about?
I think that's going to be the biggest debate. I think there's an appetite for income tax reductions. It's going to be a numbers game, and we're going to see what the governor has to say tomorrow in his budget proposal. I believe it can be done, yes. It's going to take some discipline. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to take some guts. But, yes, I think it can be done.
Representative Scott Lauser is our guest. The upcoming legislative session, we'll see a proposal from him taking the personal income tax rate in North Dakota down to zero. If you have a question or comment about it, it's welcome here. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also email questions or comments into studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get any reaction you've got from fellow legislators about this so far, Scott, so stay tuned. We'll do that when we come back. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. All things sprayers, they've got you covered at High Plains Apache. Mandan location, Fargo location, too, and a great website, highplainsapache.com. It'll get you answers on anything you're looking for. And, by the way, a look at some used sprayers as well. They're your Apache sprayer dealer, but they have makes and models of all kinds. And also that new ET Ag Center now, your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. High Plains Apache, Mandan and Fargo, and online at highplainsapache.com.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The hour, finishing our conversation with Scott Lauser, state representative from Minot, on his idea to bring the income tax rate in North Dakota, the personal income tax, to zero. Questions or comments, welcome here at 800-228-0550. And Rudy in Bismarck is next to go for Representative Lauser. Go ahead, Rudy, you're up.
Yeah, Representative Lauser, I got a question for you. I'm sort of in agreement with the other caller that was talking about reducing the property tax, but My question is there, I think unless we can eliminate the property tax, there's really no way to control the county commissioners and the city commissioners from just doing their thing and raising it. We've had our property tax lowered by the state for the last two or three sessions, and really we haven't seen a lot of tax relief because you give it one year, and the county commissioners or the city, they go ahead and raise the mill levies and raise the evaluation of your property, and you're right back where you were. So is there anything a guy could do to either control them or preferably just eliminate it to where you take that away from them to where they have to deal with sales tax or something else?
Rudy, that's a good point, and I want to say that in my nut, I attended all four budget hearings, the school, the parks, the city, and the county, and I testified at all four of them and said this is what the intent of the legislature was, the 12% direct buy-down. Fortunately, what we saw in Minot this year was a leveling off of assessed values, and so the combination of holding mills steady and the assessment staying steady meant a second year of tax relief that could be seen by the taxpayers. But that's not going to be the case across the state, and that's not going to be the case year over year. So some true property tax reform is what I think a lot of people are looking for, and the previous caller was right. You don't fully own your property because you still have to pay taxes. I want to work on the income tax rate this session and the study to potentially eliminate property taxes with what happens after that, which would include, and that will be introduced here probably early February, late January, that would allow some flexibility to the local taxing authorities, but the possibility of the state taking over the property tax in general.
And that would probably help, because this way, I mean, we've got, it's like letting the fox in the hen house. The same don't eat any chickens, but they do anyway.
I understand. I understand it's frustrating. Like I said earlier, that's my background. I'm not an accountant, real estate broker. I've been doing this for about 18 years, and I don't want any misconception that that's something I'm not focused on. I'm going to work on both issues this session.
Appreciate the call, Rudy. Thank you. Lyman and Fargo, you're next for Scott Lauser, representative from Minot. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today? I lived in Nevada quite a while where they did the zero tax system. And a lot of times the government will create a standing army of police that will go around collecting revenue. And there's no way of fighting the tickets. They'll seize property. But if you do lower taxes, you'd have to create maybe a militia like they do a jury system to where you send out jury duty where people actually serve the community in a militia. If you do go to zero taxes, because they'll find other ways of bringing in the money. That's what you have to watch out for.
Well, I think Nevada is probably one of seven states that doesn't have the income tax. There's a couple other ones that the tax only dividends. This taken to 0%, a lot of people have said, what's this going to cost? And there's going to be a number attached to it. There's no cost to less revenue to the government. So if we end up reducing the taxes, and again, not eliminating, not looking to backfill and raise money somewhere else, this is a reduction of revenue to the government. If we can get by and stay disciplined in our expenditures, our investments across the state without having an income tax, that's my goal and that's my hope.
Yeah. Well, down the road, you have to watch out for how it could evolve or grow into something that could be dangerous.
Yeah,
that's my comment.
Absolutely. Taken under consideration. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Walter and Finley. You're next on What's On Your Mind, Walter? Go ahead for Scott
Lauser. Hello there. Yeah, hello there. Yeah, good program you have today. Say, you know, people who live up in Alaska, they get paid to live up there, and us people here in North Dakota, it's pretty cold out here, too. Why don't they figure it out that non-resident landowners have to pay their taxes, but if they live in the state and that's their residency, that then they get the tax taken off? That way we'd have more people wanting to stay in the state of North Dakota. That's about all I have to say.
Getting all kinds of new ideas here today, Walter, to add on to certainly a sentiment for tax relief. But what do you think of Walter's idea?
Well, there's been some discussion. I want to be careful about violating what we're able to do with our Constitution in North Dakota relative to what other states can do, and also the federal Constitution with the Interstate Commerce Clause. I've had some discussions about what we're able to do for residents versus non-residents as property owners. Alaska, too, is one of the seven states that doesn't have an income tax. But they have a little bit different system where they're able to distribute some of the money to their residents as opposed to what we're able to do in North Dakota. And maybe this is the way, taking the income tax to zero, for our residents to be able to participate in the oil revenue that the state's enjoying over the last several years.
All right, let's go to Chris in Devil's Lake for Scott Lauser. Go ahead, you're on. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. One, I was out of the state when it was passed, but has the state of North Dakota ever considered the Jarvis-Gann or Proposition 13 initiative? It really solved the problem in a number of states for the elderly who were living in their homes and bought at very low rates. You know, I've been there 20 or 30 years, and then all of a sudden their neighbor sold out for a huge price, and they lost their home because they couldn't meet the new taxes. It says that when you buy your home, that is the taxable value and can only be increased by 1% per year. And on the issue of doing away with the income tax, as your guest has said, the seven states that have done it have, you know, garnered huge increases in the number of the population and the businesses coming to their states. It's one of the reasons why all the credit cards companies went to San Diego, South Dakota.
That sure eliminates the arguments against it when income goes up after a cut, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But plus, isn't a consumption tax much fairer to everyone than an income tax? If you go out and spend $1 million on a house, well, that's what you're taxed on. If you spend $50,000, that's what you're taxed on. You're not getting hitting everybody with, you know, something that tears apart their entire budget.
Chris, appreciate the call and the comments. Got to keep rolling here. Time for one more quick one. Don and Bismarck for Scott Lauser. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to present the idea for something that works in California. The day you buy your property, the property tax I have there is frozen in place. And for the rest of the time that you own it, that's what you pay. You know where you're at, and you'll probably never be taxed out of your home.
All right, and I'm just going to piggyback on these questions. We're getting, you know, input from citizens concerned about property taxes. And whenever a proposal like yours, Scott, comes along to eliminate or lower the income tax, people say, well, property tax is the pain point. You know, so you're going to hear some of this. Quickly, your response.
Well, they're right. It is the pain point. But it's not the property tax is not the property is not assessed. The mills are not levied. The money is not collected and spent by the state. And the income tax, that is the case. So, you know, we got into this game a handful of years ago, and we're in now. We're going to have to address reform. But I don't want to be distracted on the income tax idea.
Got it. We'll leave it there. We're out of time. Unfortunately, Scott Lauser, obviously a lot of interest in this. Hope your colleagues like it. Didn't get a chance to follow up on that, but we'll have you back. Lots of time to go in the session when this will be debated. Thanks for all the calls. Back to calls on this or any topic. What's on your mind when we return on What's on Your Mind after this?
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Young longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great last night on MyPillow. Todd, how about you? You got a new set of wheels?
Looks fantastic on MyPillow.
You got your pillow. What's not to love? Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Life is wonderful.
Exactly. Sleeping like a baby. Anyway, the pillow is great, folks. And to answer the question that I no doubt we'll get a few times today, is it really that good? Yes, it's really that good.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's that good if it's not that good.
That's right.
We'll tell you to go buy it, but I'm not going to say it's that good if it's not that good. It is that good.
It's so good. It's the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, and that has us celebrating and allowing you a heck of a deal. The 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, which is a savings of 50%. Now, all you need for that great deal is to hurry yourself to the telephone and call them at 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and you'll get that deal, 50% off. And there's more than, there's all kinds of accessories too. You know, there's pillows, and there's travel pillows and body pillows and pillowcases and lots of other fun things too. Pillow toppers or bed toppers, they're great. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It's the real deal. Patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Call them at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Okay, we have the rest of the program to find out what is on your mind. We're blazing online. By the way, still a lot of comments on our conversation yesterday about NDSU President Dean Brashani having a driver. A lot of folks are flabbergasted about that, although some defending it. So that's still buzzing on our social media outlets. We talked earlier about a proposed bill that would require North Dakota high school students to get 60% on a citizenship test in order to graduate. It would be a state law proposal for that yesterday. Obviously, it'd have to be a vote in the legislature to put it in, but what do you think of that? A civics test. Same one that immigrants need to become citizens that we'd require of our students. President Obama announced a plan Monday to provide funding for 50,000 cop cameras. These would be cops on the bodies of police officers. Is it needed? Why not? Let us know. And we just had a nice conversation with Scott Lauser about his proposal to bring the income tax rate, the personal income tax rate in North Dakota, to zero. Okay. So a lot of things on the table. You want to talk about those? Great. You want to talk about something else? Not a problem. The floor is yours now to the end of the program. At 800-228-0550. I detected in the last half hour in our conversation with Representative Lauser a robust appetite for property and personal tax and gas tax, just in general, tax reduction. People want it. Legislators are about to meet. It'll be a hot topic. Mark, who's on the highway, where exactly are you, Mark? Just out of curiosity. Are you there, Mark? Hey, Mark. I think the answer is in a spot that doesn't have very good cell coverage.
It sounds like he's kind of in and out there.
We're getting a little...
That's been known to happen.
A little static on the line. Mark, one more time. Are you there? All right. Sven Snurley, I'm going to put Mark back on hold there, and you can chat with him and see if we get a better connection. He can try us back at 800-228-0550. Henry in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind, Henry?
Hey, I was just thinking, you know, with that testing, you know, instead of coming up with a test to get all through, why don't we just fix the school system?
What would you do to fix the school system? What needs fixing?
Well, obviously, if they can't come out and recognize who their congressmen and senators are as far as civic issues, I mean, change the curriculum. I mean, get back to where a kid needs to know what's going on with his government and stuff.
All right, so your point is they ought to know this. We ought not have to institute a test to have them know it. They ought to just know it. That'd be part of them. That, in your mind, is a failure of the education system that they don't know it?
Correct, exactly. It's, you know, it's another thing what's wrong with our public education system. I mean, let's fix the problems and always come up with some other thing to add to it.
Yeah.
Fix the problems. The school. So the other thing, comment is on that driver. You know, what's a driver make? 30, 40, 50 grand. He's getting paid 400 grand. I can see if you're out east and, you know, you're in a big metropolitan area, I can see a driver. We're talking Fargo, North Dakota.
By the way, the salary is 80 grand, just so you know. The position is, to be fair, not just a driver, if you will. It's forget the fancy schmancy title, but basically has to do with security.
Security for what?
For the president of NDSU.
I know. What does he do when he needs security?
I don't know.
It's insane. This is crazy. Just because other big college institutions have it doesn't mean we need it.
Yeah, well, and by the way, I don't know of any other college president in North Dakota that has a security officer that doubles as a driver.
Yeah. I mean, this is just insanity. I mean, so much money's flowing through here that it's just crazy what people are doing.
Yeah, that one smacked of total elitism. In my mind, and unnecessary. Others have said, look, you know, he's getting a big salary, and therefore he ought to earn it. And rather than using his time to drive somewhere, he could use it to get things done. I don't know. I think a lot of other, the governor of the state of North Dakota drives from one place to the other. He's got a big job too, right? So I don't know. I'm with those that are quite skeptical that this is necessary. Henry, appreciate your comments. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. What is on your mind? Dave and Bismarck, you're next.
Hi, I'm originally from Alaska, and I just wanted to give some input as far as that, the permanent fund program that's up there that everybody gets. The only people that are drawn to the state for that are folks that want free stuff. That has been my experience. I moved there in 75, and that was before the permanent fund program was implemented, and it was very much a can-do state with a lot of people there that were hardworking folks that... And it's not that there's still not a lot of good people there, but there has been an element that's been drawn there that the more children that they have, the more checks that they get, and that coupled with the welfare system set up the way that it is, there's just a lot of people there that will have their hand out. So I don't believe that's what North Dakota wants to draw here. They want to draw people here that want to work. So if you've got a lot of money here to spend, do things to diversify the economic base, because oil won't be here forever, and that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Interesting. You know, the other reason for it, and I bring this up often because people say, well, you know, everybody makes money off the oil in North Dakota, in Alaska. Why not do the same thing in North Dakota? The oil in Alaska, much of the land is private. It's public land in Alaska. The North Dakota oil renaissance, the boom in North Dakota, is really a private land, vast majority of it's on private land. In Alaska, vast majority of it's on public land. So the citizens truly own the oil there when it's on public land. So that's why it's different. But interesting take from the caller on just the whole idea of that kind of tax relief. If it's drawing people there just to say, oh, good, I got a government check, Is that the fabric of society that you want? Interesting point. Troy in Central North Dakota, what is on your mind?
Property taxes and the legislature. I think your representative that was just on is a prime example of legislators not listening to what the people have asked for. You haven't seen an initiated measure on the ballot to eliminate income tax. You haven't seen one to eliminate gas tax, but you have seen one to eliminate property tax. They're continually told that they got to do something with property taxes. And he made the comment that that's the county and the city and the schools that are doing the taxes. That may be true, but the law is written in the legislature down in Bismarck. I appreciate you guys' show. I'll let you talk about it and listen.
Thanks. All right. And, you know, and I don't think that he's – I think what Scott is saying, we can do both. And obviously they have addressed the property tax issue by, you know, the buy-down, the mill levy system they're doing. So I think a lot of legislators say, hey, we're doing that. We're answering that now with Scott Lauser saying, what else can we do? Rather than not listening, I think it's – we can do this too. But an interesting point. Thanks for the call. Dan in Hickson. Listening on AM 1100, what's on your mind?
Well, taxes. That seems to be a hot topic. And I have confidence on politicians doing one thing. I have confidence that politicians will spend every single penny that they take in the form of taxes. Consequently, I am in favor of lowering taxes. The question is which one. I'm in favor of eliminating property tax for homeowners. And the reason I say that is that with property tax, you have to pay that no matter what for just living. Whereas income tax, I don't pay income tax if I don't have income. You know, I don't pay gas tax if I don't drive a gas vehicle. Whereas property tax, I have to pay just to live. And like a previous caller said, you know, people have really risen up. The populace have risen up and said, we don't want property tax. And I think North Dakota is in a prime location and a prime state of mind that we can eliminate property tax and benefit the people of North Dakota in a direct way. It's a very regressive tax.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Tom and Ray listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
The bull hunting issue with the single license for the deer hunters. Now, I'm not a deer hunter anymore. I used to be, and I bull hunted years ago. I never did shoot one with a bull, but I really enjoyed it. And I think that's what we need to get back to, is the enjoyment of the hunt. Now, I know bull hunters, and these guys are, and gals, guys and gals, are dedicated people. This is not easy to go shoot a deer with a bull. They work hard. They do everything right. They are very respectable of the land, and they are very good about educating youth. And that's where hunting has to go, is with the youth, to keep the sportsmen interested in it. They do bull hunting classes. They supply bows, and they travel out and do these clinics to get young people interested in bull hunting. Now, it's just a totally different hunt when you hunt with a bow than it is with a gun. And when you find the facts of what this is all about, and it's about the numbers, sure, but it's not going to help getting a buck license by putting it back to one license per hunter. And that's my comments, and I appreciate the show for Scott and Todd here. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Paul in Ellendale, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind?
Well, being two sons in Alaska, one was just talking to Governor-elect Walker, and he was saying that they're going in the hole several million dollars a day, and they're going to have to get these programs in Alaska under control. So we really need to look at the facts of what's going on before we jump into doing, like, giving all this money away.
When you say giving all this money away, you're talking about you'd be reluctant to have tax cuts?
Right.
Yeah. You know, I go with one of the earlier callers. I think that's the place to start, and then they spend what's left. Because when we say giving all the money away, it's your money. Cal, Jim, and Jamie, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high-yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We find out Tuesdays, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, caught up with Jody, who's a college student at NDSU, for her to share her thoughts on pursuing a career in agriculture. Jody?
I firmly believe that it is true when they say that there is no better time than now to be getting into agriculture. Despite this and the plethora of job opportunities that await those of us graduating with degrees in ag, it is paramount that folks my age are cognizant of the challenges that face our industry. A fantastic way to become more familiar with the issues while gaining valuable skills is to participate in the Collegiate Farm Bureau Discussion Week. Participants get a chance to offer solutions to pressing ag issues while facilitating collaborative and innovative discussion. If we are to communicate the importance of agriculture in an increasingly critical world, those of us heading into ag will need to know how to communicate the high points of our industry, and the Discussion Week is a great place to start.
Thanks, Jody. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at BNSF as well. Safety is BNSF Railway's number one priority. BNSF's vision is to operate injury and accident-free, and every day they're working to make that vision a reality through their safety programs, training, and technology. Find out more at BNSF.com. 10 before 11 on What's on Your Mind. Back on the phones here waiting to weigh in is Cal, traveling Highway 85, listening to 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
On the tax issue, and there was a gentleman brought up the gas tax. I think we have to remember that this infrastructure that we enjoy is paid for by a gas tax, whether it be state or federal, and the federal gas tax has not been raised since 1993. Its buying power is less than half, so I think we need to keep in mind that the infrastructure and the services we enjoy are paid for by tax dollars, and we have to be careful where we cut things and keep our infrastructure built for the future of trade and our economy. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Interesting point. And by the way, that debate's happening on the federal level again as well. Jim, traveling I-29 today, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Say, I was wondering if you'd get your crack reporting staff to find out if the reason Sharpton was at my house, the White House, yesterday was to negotiate how he's going to repay the $4 million he owes me. He's running around, he owes me $4 million, and you know, I'm a taxpayer. I really want the man to pay his bill.
Yeah, I'm confident, Jim, to be able to tell you that topic didn't come up at the White House yesterday without a crack reporting staff.
Well, our reporting staff is not on crack, so...
So you think that he wasn't in there discussing a way to pay that he doesn't care?
No, I think he's
causing trouble, burning buildings, causing trouble, holding $4 million to you and me, and why isn't the man in prison?
Yeah, good question. I see the lieutenant governor of Missouri came out and was very critical of that visit to the White House, and said, yeah. Here's a guy that incites mobs. Right, and has a mob mentality, and he's a guest at the White House on the heels of the situation in Ferguson.
He's in our house, owing us $4 million. I mean the taxpayer, those of us that pay taxes. It's absolutely nauseating. And they have one more point. You know, we've got Britain uncovering a plot to blow up four aircraft, and we got the president, what's the so-called leader of the free world, worried about a drugged-up thief being shot. I mean, it's more than I can take.
Jim, thanks for sharing what's on your mind. Jamie and Bismarck listening on 550 KFIRE. Take it away. Jamie, are you there? I'm hearing nothing but silence from Jamie.
Scott, you got me?
Now I got you. Take it away, sir.
Great. Hey, a guy called in about just canceling the deer season for a year or two, whatever he said. There are plenty of units in the state that have more than enough deer in them. I mean, if you did that, then you, next thing you know, you'd have these deer crawling around on farmers' haystacks like mice again. I mean, 5 years ago, my dad's place, they'd camp out in his haystacks. It was crazy. There's deer all over the place. I mean, some of these units, if you did that for 2 years, they'd be doing that and wrecking farmers' crops. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The current system should be fine because some units have enough deer, you know. I mean, these guys... going to cry and whine about not being fair. Well, hey, I wish I was 6'2", 250 pounds with no fat on me either, but guess what? I'm not. That's not fair, but that's the way it is. And these, you know, bow hunters, I'm a bow hunter too, Scott. I prefer rifle hunting, but I do bow hunt. Almost 90%+ of the guys I know who bow hunt, they hunt for bucks, so their success rate is low in part because of that. They're all trying to get a buck. So I don't think they should get any special preference over rifle hunters or muzzleloader hunters or anything else. You know?
All right, Jamie,
please. Go kill one. Don't go hunting for a buck and say, hey, I was a successful bull hunting. There's not enough deer out there. Well, because you guys are trying to get a big buck. That's what you're doing. I know what it's like. You know, and just because you're sitting in a stand with feed down either doesn't mean a deer is going to come by you, because I sat there for a whole year and didn't get one, and the year before I got one on the first day, so... You know, there's plenty of deer around in certain units. You don't need to cancel it for a whole year or whatever. That's my comment, Scott.
Appreciate it very much. One last quick one. Roll that one that came in during the break, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. Tom and Bismarck. I like the concept of this civics test.
But what happens if you require the civics test and then the socialists alter civics tests material? Kind of like that Texas school book publisher did with rewording the Second Amendment so that they could teach it the way they wish it would mean. Have a good day.
Interesting point, Tom and Bismarck. Thank you. A lot of great comments on a lot of hot topics today. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. Valleyimports.com or call 888-928-7431.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.